In today's show, we're going to talk about how to install Feature Pack 1 for SharePoint Server 2016, or as you may know it as the November 2016 cumulative update, or maybe you can call it the November 2016 public update. Whatever you call it, we're going to look at how you install it, we're going to talk about what you get with the Feature Pack, and then we're also going to talk about how to turn the OneDrive stuff on or off based on what your licensing is. Who isn't excited? So let's just dive in, but first... Hi, my name is Shane Young with Bold Zebras, those guys. And in today's video, we're going to dive into Feature Pack 1 for SharePoint Server 2016. Truth be told, right, it's a lot like installing any of the other cumulative updates for SharePoint. So we'll walk through that process. We'll look at how to make sure you know what build you're currently at, how to make sure you know what build you're going to go to. And then we're going to look at a few of the nuances with Feature Pack 1, because there are some new functionality there. That's why we call it Feature Pack instead of just November 2016 public update, which you could also call it. But when they're also just going to get in there and look at those additional features, and we're going to look at how do you disable the OneDrive feature. So one of the things it comes with is a new OneDrive user experience, but that's only available if you meet certain license criteria, but Microsoft doesn't check for you. They just turn it on by default. And so the onus is on you to turn it off. So I'll make sure that we talk about, you know, how to turn that off if you fall into that category as well. So should be good. So let's just dive right in and get started. All right, so we're going to switch over here to my SharePoint Server 2016. Right, I have a simple farm that I've walked through how to build in all the previous videos. And I've also been using this farm to do each of the monthly cumulative updates. Remember though, you don't have to install the updates in every month if you don't want to. You should only be installing the ones that you need. So you might be at RTM, and that's okay. You can go straight from RTM to this November update without installing all the ones in between. It just happens that I've used this environment for all the steps along the way, so it's had each of the monthly updates put on. The other downside of that for me is that there was some slowness issues with the September update and the October update, and unfortunately, the November update fixes it, but because my farm has the September update and the October update, it's actually going to still take my farm quite a bit of time. If your farm is at RTM, your install time will be much faster than mine. And Microsoft promises that come December that my install time will finally return back to a normal pace. Guess we'll wait and see. All right. So the first thing I want you to do here is I want you to hit the old start button and type in central. We're going to jump over to central administration for a second. So yes to the user access control or user account control if you're really into reading the words on the screen like I am not apparently. And so when this loads, the first thing I want you guys to do is go to Chetek product and patch installation status. And so what this is going to do is this is going to show you what build your farm is currently at. Now, there's a lot of things around what build or version or whatever, but for all intents and purposes, the numbers that you're looking for this exercise, they're on this page. So don't get hung up on any semantics. And so if you look at my farm here, you can see that I am currently the latest build is 16.04.4.4.4. And I always ignore the .1000 because those seem to kind of vary a little bit as well. So while that's great, I don't really know what that means. And so what I use to find out what that means is I will open up a new tab here. I'm going to go to www.toddquint.com. And I'm also hopefully going to zoom in on these URLs so you can see them. We'll see if I remember that in post-production or not. But here you can see that Todd has a link up here at the top to SharePoint 2016 build. So we want to click on that link. And when the page loads here, you're going to see that Todd has got all of the build numbers for SharePoint 2016 since the IT preview way back in time. And you can see by looking at his list that 4444 is the October 2016 patch. That gives us a footprint of where we are at, right? So you want to look at this and use this page to determine where you are because you don't want to be patching without at least knowing kind of where you started so you always have a good path. The other thing to keep in mind when you're looking at these updates is to remember that you can't uninstall a SharePoint update. So if you put this November CU on, the only way that you can undo that is to go to your backups, right? So format all your servers, restore from backup, and rebuild your farm. Not the most elegant solution. So generally speaking, I tell people you should look at these updates and A, don't be the first kid on your block to install them, right? So give it a little time. Give people like me a chance to break it and figure out what it breaks. But B, you should only be putting these updates on if you have a specific reason. So don't patch for the sake of patching. Now that's a little different this month. Because, you know, we know that we want the new features and functionality that are in the update for the November patch. So that's why we're going to put this patch on. I'm guessing just about everyone's going to install this patch when the time comes. And if you're curious as to what is in this patch, maybe we should pause and talk about that for a second. what you can do is you can open up another browser tab. We'll hit paste right here. And so I want you to go off to blogs.office.com, blah, 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 that link. And it's down in the description as well if you want where it's where you can click, right? You don't like typing. No one likes typing. Go down to the description, just click on the link. But so this particular blog post written by my good buddy Bill Baer will talk you through all the different things that are in here. So we get new administrative action logging. So you can find out when people or administrators are doing things at a higher level than we used to be able to. And it can also integrate if you're doing a hybrid environment with your Office 365 tenant. My favorite feature in here is going to be the min role enhancements. And so the min role enhancements, what that's going to allow us to do is to build smaller farms and still take advantage of min role. So it used to be that it took us about 8 SharePoint servers plus the SQL backends to build a full high availability SharePoint on-prem farm to get all the proper roles and be able to do all the fun things. That's a lot of servers. So with this new enhancement, we'll be able to do that with 4 SharePoint servers. So we'll have 2 of the one role and then 2 of the other role, and then we'll have some SQL on the back end. So we'll be able to cut the number of servers we have in half and still take advantage of min role. This will also affect things like zero downtime patching. So as we work through the patching video today, you're going to have downtime, right? This is a fact. But the good news is that if you have a full fidelity SharePoint farm, so you've got 8 servers today, Microsoft does have a video on how to do zero downtime patching. So I'll link to that down in the comments as well, or description, or somewhere. Somewhere on this page, it'll be linked. But you'll be able to run through their video and see how you could patch your SharePoint farm without any downtime. If you've got less than 8 servers today, like most of us, you're going to be like me and end up having downtime. So just something to keep in mind. Min-role enhancements in this feature pack means that we'll be able to do it with 4 servers. OneDrive for Business, a modern experience. So we're going to kind of drive some new functionality there, new look and feel. So should be fun. I haven't played with it yet, but I look forward to that one. Custom tiles on the app launcher. I had no idea what this was. I had to look it up. But over there on the left-hand side of the screen, right, we have the tiles where you can hit to quickly navigate to places. So now we can do our own custom tiles. We kind of manage that at the web app level via PowerShell, but a new functionality nonetheless. We also get a new OneDrive API for you developer-y folks who want to write and do some cooler stuff. There it is. And we get some new stuff around the SharePoint hybrid auditing and a hybrid taxonomy. Once again, that push to get us all to Office 365, right? We can do hybrid search. We can do hybrid My Sites or OneDrive or user profile, whatever you want to call them. We can do hybrid of those. And so now they're adding a hybrid taxonomy service. So keep making it easier for you to kind of have a smoother transition to the cloud. So all these things are introduced in Feature Pack 1 here. And what I'd recommend, though, so after you read Bill's eloquent words, is if you click on this link right here, this link's going to take you to the new features in this PU, which we just talked about, but it has more of the technical nuts and bolts. So you can go in and get a TechNet view on kind of how some of this stuff works and how to start playing with it. And we'll actually need to come back to this after we install the PU because we're going to disable the OneDrive for Business Modern Experience. And so we're going to need some PowerShell that they've given us here. All right. So there you go. So hopefully you're jazzed up and want the update. And so now we know all about that. What I want to go back to here is... back to Todd's page. No, not that one. We'll close that one. Is we want to go over here. And so we need the November 2016 patch, aka Feature Pack 1, aka whatever you want to call it. And so he has 2 links here to download it. So the first one is this guy. So we'll click on this download link. And so after this page loads, you can see the Surface family. I'm still waiting on someone to buy me a Surface to thank me for writing, making all these videos. But what do you do? And so this is a patch we're all going to need to download. So I'm going to hit download here. And if you've watched any of my other videos, you know what I like to do here is I like to go here to Save As. And so I have an install folder, right? So C drive install. I'm going to make a new folder here called the November 2016 CU. Hit enter. And so you notice all the other CUs are out there. So one of the things that I like to see is that everything you install on your SharePoint farm, I like to keep in an install folder. So in theory, if I ever add another server to this farm, I need to get back to the same biddedness. I could grab that install folder and double click my way through everything in there, and I would know that the server had been built the same way that all the other ones. So I put all of the solution packages out there, any third-party stuff, even the SharePoint bits when I first install them, all go in that folder, and that's kind of my repository to feel good. So I'm going to dump this update into there, hit save, and so we'll let that run. And while that runs, we'll hit back to get back to Todd's beloved page. And so then we'll also download the language dependent file. So this is the one that if you've got different language packs installed on your farm, you're going to need to install this version for all the different language packs as well. So here I'm going to hit download, and then we'll do save as again. Same folder. Yep. So hit save. All right. So that's downloading. So we get back and back. So the other thing that Todd has referenced here that we won't go through because we've talked about it enough, but there are the KB articles. And so if you want to take a look at those, they talk about not only the new feature pack stuff, but they would talk list any prerequisites, which the only prerequisite is SharePoint Server 2016. Who knew? But then it also will talk about the fixes, right? Because not only are we getting new functionality with here, but there are probably a dozen or more fixes in there. Looks like from my reading through, it looks like most of them are related to search and some bugs there. There's an Excel one for people who've upgraded from 2013 to 2016. So there's some good fixes in there also. So you always want to kind of look through that. And generally speaking, that's what you're after is, do I need any of these fixes? Because that's usually the driver for installing the update. This month's a little different because we have Feature Pack 1. And if you ever need help with all the previous updates, right, I do have a playlist available of all the different updates. So you can look at them if you wanted to watch me show you how to install all the different months just because you enjoy hanging out with me. Well, you probably need more friends, but it's available. So, all right. So all of that stuff is done. So we can close out of all of these browser windows finally. Yay. Actually, we'll just close IE altogether or Edge or whatever browser I'm using. And so what I want to do now is I'm going to open up my downloads folder. Oh, no. So C and then install. And then there's the November 2016. And so there's the two updates. And so I always install the STS one first, right? Because that's the one that everyone has to install. And then the WSS LOC one, that's the one that is per language. So I always do the STS first. So I'm going to hit enter here. I'm going to say yes to the UAC. And so that you can read the license agreement. You click here to accept, and then you do continue. Okay, so now keep in mind that this process is going to take anywhere from, you know, maybe 5 to 10 minutes for you if you've never installed a CU. But if you've installed the September or October CU, it's going to take quite a bit longer. In the test I did earlier, I was averaging about 30 minutes. So I'm going to pause the video while this runs, but keep in mind, right, yours is going to take some time too, and I'll just bring it back when this finishes. All right, so I'll see you in a second. Okay, so that took about 30 minutes as expected. So now we're getting prompted, do we want to reboot or not? We're going to click no, because what we'll do is we'll reboot after the fact, after we install this other update, so that way everything kind of gets synced in one motion. We don't have to worry about it too much. All right. So we'll go up here now, and we'll double-click on our friend WSS, this guy. Then we'll click yes at the user account control. Let's just say UAC every time, can I mess it up? We're going to read the same license terms. We're going to click here to accept them, and we're going to click continue. All right, so my test, this took about 7 minutes to run, so we'll see you in a second, but you know, I'll go watch cat videos or something for 7 minutes. So see you a second. Okay, so as expected, that took about 7-10 minutes there. So it's complete. So now we'll click OK. And with both of those installed, we now have the biddedness up. But we're going to go ahead and reboot the server because we know the other patch wanted us to. So we'll hit Start, and then Power, and then Restart here, and click Continue. And so I'll just bring you guys back once I get logged in, so you don't have to sit here and watch me reboot. I'll see you in a sec. Okay, so now the system's rebooted. Logged back in as my admin account. So now we're just going to check out what's going on. So I'm going to hit my start button, and then I'm going to type in Central. And there's our friend Central Administration. So we're going to run him at the UAC. See, I've learned my lesson. We're going to click Yes. And after a little bit of time there, SharePoint Server comes, or SharePoint Central Admin comes up for us. And so what we want to do is we're going to go over here to check product and patch installation status again. Right, that's where we found our build earlier. And so if we look, we can see that we are no longer at build 4444. Right, it's been superseded. And so now we're at 4456. So this tells us we successfully have upgraded the biddedness of our farm, right? Our farm now is at that patch level. But if you go over here to upgrade migration and then click on review database status, you can see your databases are in compatibility range and upgrade is recommended. So what that's telling us is that, yes, we've got the bits on the server, but no, we haven't really rolled them into all of our database, all of our databases, all of our content. So before we can go forward, really what we need to do, right, because we're after all those new features, is we're going to need to run Configuration Wizard. And that's going to go ahead and sync everything in for us. So we'll close out of Central Admin. We'll hit Start again. We'll type in Config. We'll run the SharePoint 2016 Products Configuration Wizard. We'll click Yes at UAC. And then after like 45 seconds or so, ConfigWizard will open. So we're going to click next. It's going to remind us that everything's going to be down, right? Our farm's offline while this is happening. So yes. And then there's like nothing. Just need to finish it. Okay, so we'll do next there. And so now it's off to the races. And so now this part of the process, one of the things to keep in mind is that this is going to be determined by how much data you have. It's going to be a big driver in how long this takes. So my farm that has literally no data, right, has, you know, hello world type of stuff. It's going to take me, I think, about 7 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, I believe. And then I should be done. I'll let you know how long it takes, but I think it's about 10 minutes. Your farm, if you've got terabytes of data, you're going to be here a while. So just kind of keep that in mind that, you know, there's a lot going on. And if you can't afford that much downtime, right, that's what we talked about earlier, having the multi-server farm and looking at the zero downtime patching stuff. But in this case, I got one server. Sorry, guys, go to lunch. I got to do this. So I'm going to let this run, and I'll come back to you when it's finished. Success. Looks like after 10 minutes, configuration was successful. Woohoo! So now we can click on our friend finish here. And just as a side note there, when that process is running, it's not unusual for it to get to more than 100%. 104.4 is what mine likes to get to. People have tweeted me other weird percentages that they've seen. So don't overthink it if you see weird messages. As long as you get through successfully, I'll just give you a thumbs up. So now with Central Admin opening here, well, as soon as it gets loaded, what we'll do is we'll jump in there and we'll look at those databases again to make sure that they're good. And I'll show you where to find the upgrade logs in case you have any questions. Okay, so Central Admin opened up. And so we've already checked product and patch installation status. We know we're good there. So I'm gonna click on upgrade migration again and review database status. No action required. Exactly what we wanna see over here in the right-hand column. Woohoo! Also, if you go back to upgrade migration, you can click on check upgrade status. And so one of the things to keep in mind is that when you install these patches, they are like mini upgrades, right? They're build-to-build upgrades. So there is an upgrade log. Here you can see my status was successful. And I did have 3 warnings. If you want to go find what those are, you can look down here and it has a path to where the log file is. And then there's an errors-only log file. And so all the warnings are in there. I can tell you, I went and checked already, that they're just some obnoxious things saying that, hey, it's trying to upgrade it to a younger build than the build it's currently at, right? It kind of did things out of order. And so when it did that, it gave itself warnings. It didn't fail. It said, hey, I just had to skip that and make sure we want to know. So if you have any issues though, definitely go in there and look through those logs. It can be very helpful for you. All right. So the last thing that we need to cover, we'll close out of this, is we're going to need to open our friend PowerShell. So start, type in power. We're going to right click on the SharePoint 2016 management shell and say run as administrator. We'll click yes at the UAC, and once it opens, I'll kind of move it up here in this top corner so we get as much screen real estate as we can. And so what we need to do is the OneDrive stuff, right? We talked about there's a new OneDrive experience. We showed you the link earlier in the video. And so if you are not licensed for that OneDrive experience, so the onus is on you to disable it, right? So by installing the feature pack, it enabled it for everyone, but unless you're a software assurance customer, you don't get to use that. So I want you to go make sure that you are legally allowed to use that experience. And remember that it's on, so you need to go turn it off if you're not, or if you're not certain. And so what you need to do to check that out is we're gonna open up a browser again real quick, and then we will paste in the URL. And so what this page will show you is it's gonna give you the PowerShell that you need to either turn it off or to turn it on. And so in our case, we need to turn it off. And so what I'm gonna do is we'll just grab this one piece at a time so we can talk about what it does. Just grab that one. All right, so $farm equals get SP farm. So it's just gonna set our farm to a farm variable. And if you're uncomfortable with PowerShell at all, I've got a couple different videos I'll link down below. One's getting started for PowerShell for beginners, and then one's doing PowerShell for SharePoint beginners. So two different ways for you to kind of learn more. If you don't know PowerShell, you're behind the eight ball. You need to be a PowerShell genius if you're gonna continue to be a SharePoint administrator. So go learn often. All right, so there's the first one. That was my public service announcement for the day. And so then now we're going to grab the second line. Yep. And it is wider than my screen, which is not very handy for copying. We'll copy it. And then we'll click back over here. And so we're going to right click to paste that in there. And so what we have $farm. So get our farm. And then the .OneDrive user experience version. So the property. And we're going to set that to equal to blah, 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 blah version 1. And press enter. And so now we have that, we'll switch back over here. We'll grab the last line. It's a very simple farm update. So we'll copy that. We'll paste it over here. and then we'll hit enter. And so then that went and updated SharePoint. And so now our version is set to 1. So then you don't have to worry about it. You're not breaking the law if you don't have access to it. If you want to set it to 2, it's pretty straightforward. You literally just change the version 1 to version 2, hit enter, and then run update again. Or if you're like, hey, I don't know which one my farm's at, I don't remember if I did this or not, you can always do .farm and then do 1 drive, hit enter like this. And you can see that mine's currently set to version 2. So once again, if you're new, no PowerShell, this is pretty straightforward. If you're like, what in the world is PowerShell? A, stop watching this video and go learn it. But B, there's all the different steps you need. All right, so that gets us through installing the Feature Pack 1. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. Hopefully you found it pretty valuable. If you did, make sure you hit the old like button or the subscribe button, or you just send me a tweet that says, I love you, Shane. As always, make me feel good too. If you need to tweet me or you need help with this, you can always hit me up on Twitter, at Shane's Cows. Or if you want to work together, you need help patching your environment, you want to do a server review or server audit, or you just want to hang out with me more, hit up the old Bold Zebras website and we can get together there. Got an upcoming training class. If you want to spend 5 days with me, even better. All right. Well, thanks and have a great day.